In this podcast, Debbie Castle talks about her role as nursery manager at the University Nursery.
I've been working here since November 2002, 2 years after I started doing my degree. So I have to say my degree didn't actually get me this job, but having studied for it, it's actually really given me the skills to keep it on. The university, at last, have started a huge overhaul of children's services that they provide for families who not only live on campus but also come onto campus on a daily basis. And as a result of that, I have, first of all, very sensibly rewritten my job description and to a level where somebody with a degree is required to do the job. So it's my degree that's keeping me here. My path since I started in childcare has been quite varied, but being the manager here at this nursery is not like being the manager of any other day nursery that I've ever worked in before. I have a huge amount of autonomy, and very pleasingly I am actually regarded by my employers, the university, as being the expert here on campus of how to run a day nursery. So what does my job consist of? Well, all of these things. I manage every aspect of the day-to-day running of this day nursery, which means I take responsibility for the care and education of over 60 children. It's actually a 47-place day nursery, and at the moment we have about 63, 65 children walking through the door on a weekly basis. I have a staff team of 14 nursery nurses, 2 domestic workers and 1 admin worker, and I'm very sorry, I am fully staffed. So what does that mean? Well, I attend meetings. As well as staff meetings in the nursery, I also attend meetings and briefings with other departments in the university and organisations outside the university, such as the Early Years and Childcare Service. I am the nursery's public face and the representative, and it's my responsibility to be a strong advocate for the nursery. That is particularly important here at the university because childcare isn't the university's core business, and so sometimes it tends to be regarded as not really being a very important part of the university. In fact, when I first started here back in 2002, one of the very first meetings I went to, somebody took me aside, a chap who'd been here since the university opened over 40 years ago, and he said, you know, when we first opened the university and we thought about having a childcare service, the idea of having a nursery or a creche on campus was first put forward. It was immediately put down and told, no, we can't do that. Children are a fire risk. Not quite sure what they were talking about, but that's what they said. I do lots of paperwork. I actually have responsibility for formulating the nursery's policies and ensuring good practice at all times. I read reports. These can come from the university, but also from outside bodies like Ofsted, the DFS and so on. It's my responsibility to make sure that the nursery and the university are well informed of new initiatives taking place in early years and that we are well and truly prepared for any changes that these bring. Between the university, Ofsted, the local early years service and any other number of bodies that you can think of, I can spend about half of my day sitting at my desk completing paperwork. Every function I perform involves paperwork. As an example, I've recently promoted a new member of staff and increased her hours from part-time to full-time. This really simple task actually took 3 different forms. Each one had 3 pages to it, so it's 9 pages of forms that I had to fill in. Watching the budgets. As well as being part of the team that set the nursery budgets each year, I'm also responsible for ensuring that we don't overspend, well, not by too much if I can help it. I decide how much we spend, where we spend it, and what we should buy. I manage the budgets of approximately £250,000 each year, and I do all of the nursery purchasing, which can be quite a lot of fun. Spending other people's money is always much more fun than spending your own, isn't it, really? Conducting interviews. Thankfully, I don't have to do... we have quite a low staff turnover, so I don't have to do this sort of thing very much. But recruitment of staff is part of my responsibility. I also carry out staff appraisals and any other issues concerning my staff members on a day-to-day basis. Meeting parents. This is a hugely important part of my job. Not just the prospective parents, but also those already using the nursery. It's vital that parents have confidence in me. After all, they're trusting me with the care of their children. I also have to deal with parents' complaints, and unfortunately we don't have very many of those. Most of the time parents are very happy with the service we provide. Negotiating designs for a new nursery. Well, actually, we haven't quite got that far yet. However, we have managed to convince the finance committee at university that we need to have a new nursery. And that has involved over 2 years of report writing, presentations to committees, and generally some pretty heavy campaigning across the whole university. Now that we have approval, I will take the lead in developing the new nursery building. This is a really exciting time for the nursery. The university moves very slowly, but we're trying to keep the momentum going and keep it very exciting. It's going to be a very challenging time for all of us, I think, but particularly for me, and I'm fairly sure that my learning curve is about to get quite a bit steeper. As the manager of a nursery, I'm constantly trying to do the best thing for a number of different groups of people who have widely differing needs. Parents, staff, university, Ofsted, local authority, and of course, most importantly, the children as well. Each of these groups expect a lot from the nursery manager, and sometimes it's very hard to please any of them, let alone all of them. I can honestly say that I have my ideal job. It's not always perfect. What with parents who would actually like me to provide a one-to-one service for their child, but they don't really want to pay for that. And staff who really think that my budgets are a bottomless pit, and the endless paperwork. So I really get the time to spend with the children that I would like to have. On the other hand, I am amazed every day at how fascinating children are, and I'm in awe of their energy and their sense of wonderment, and their joy as they discover that they can do something new. Watching children as they make the world unfold around them is the best job in the world.